Time to face the music, a state of execution. No more distribution.
The fuck you doing?
You did this to me.
You are now listening to The Truth Is, and I'm your host, Len Lawrence. Yep, I'm back again. I know it's been a hot minute. So let's catch up, shall we? Well, let's see, how did 2021 start for me? Started with some really good news. A couple days before New Year's, the movie that I am a top biller for, Token Choke Dispensary, the trailer dropped on Christmas Day, so that was amazing. That was like mind-blowing. I just could not believe to actually see my hard work on the internet, just, you know, for millions to see. It was pretty crazy. It was really cool. Then on the 2nd of January, I had my car stolen. Yeah, that was pretty crazy. And so dealing with somebody stealing the car, insurance, police, all that stuff. It was crazy. And dealing with life has just been rather, it's life. Life is a four-letter word. It could be good, it could be hard. You know, definitely had some setbacks in my personal life, in myself. And, it's time to get moving again. It's time to bring back what I used to do and what I used to do so well at. And that is talk bullshit, AKA my truth. So I want to get into a couple questions that I've been getting. And you know, I have been responding to a lot of you guys' questions. I just haven't been doing it as frequently as you guys may like. But here's a question that I was holding on to releasing. But the question was, why are some people using such upsetting words along with words like, you are full of hate, cancel culture, and justifying the Capitol riots? It is extremely disturbing. Well, okay. We live in a culture full of soft crybaby adults who act like they're just toddlers. See, if you don't say the things that they like or agree with, they're gonna, you know, cancel you. They're gonna say you're intolerant. You know, because God forbid, I mean, nowadays we're gonna see it, but like, God forbid, you know, we call a female that is born a female, ma'am, and just because she wants to be referred to as sir, you are assuming her identity and, you know, you can get canceled or whatever. To me, that's stupid. Like, look, what is the point? What is reality anymore? Okay, like, I don't justify any rioting. I'm not one for riots. I think if you need to riot and trash the city that you live in, or maybe not even the city you live in, just some other city that other people live in, and, you know, smash buildings and shit and loot them, if you think that's like going to bring any reform, no, you're just gonna get more pissed off people, and all you're doing is creating more victims. It ends up becoming this repetitive cycle where the victims start victimizing other people because they were victims and they want everybody to know. That's the cancel culture. And that's rioting. And, you know, I don't agree with any of that. But the reason why we have this society is because we have a bunch of soft, you know, spineless men. And we have a feminist movement that is like malicious. They're malicious in nature, and they know exactly what they're doing, and they're militant. Yo, they are going and they're conquering. You know, and we don't have, there's no men standing up. So you wonder why you have a crybaby cancel culture? Is because there's no men standing up. They're too busy crying. All right, so moving on from that question. Let's see what we got here. Just because you can make up another spotlight. Do problems exist in every relationship, even if you barely argue? I think problems exist in any relationship. Okay, there's this, you know, they say opposites attract. Well, right there, it tells you, because they attract by what's opposite of them, it could be opposing opinions, it could be opposing worldviews. That subtracted them. But it also is going to bring a sense of chaos, or, you know, like rivalry there, because there's this difference. And I think a safe balance, an equal balance of, just a balanced out approach to that is good. That's what makes relationships last. But yeah, I think every relationship has problems. Did you ever disappoint your partner? I've disappointed every partner I had. What secrets did you find out about your marriage after the fact? Oh, that my wife was a slut. Hoeing out on me. Just, damn. Should one feel bad if they never get married before they get too old? No. No. Like, okay. My personal opinion, don't get married. Fellas, don't get married. It's really not worth it. It's really not worth it. And I'm saying that because, like, what is your wife going to bring to the table? Women expect the table already, like, laid out in front of them. Like, they expect you to bring everything to the table, and they bring themselves. So, and that's not reality. They don't bring an equal portion to the table. Gentlemen, you are the table and the chair. Okay? And just don't forget who you fucking with. They don't bring anything to the table that you can't get anywhere else. Or that you can't do on your own. And they have this expectation to, like, be taken care of. Well, yeah, man. Men are supposed to be providers. I get that. But if you're not bringing anything to the table, where do you get this entitlement feeling? Number one problem. And number two, you know what? In all reality, divorce court, family law is not designed to be equal. It's actually very negative for men to go through it. I have been a lucky one that I had the divorce court favor in my side, but for most men, like my father, it did not do well. Like, yeah, it's no bueno. So, I mean, really, the risk is not worth the reward there. Fellas, that's just my opinion. How much are you willing to sacrifice for a relationship? Not again ever, and when you're in bed with him, in wish you was with me. I can't give up what I'm doing, what I want to do in my life, for any relationship. That's just how it is. Why doesn't marriage come with an agreement? Oh, I don't need, you know why it doesn't? Because if it did, there'd be a whole lot of problems afterwards. Like, well, you know what? You said you're going to do this. You owe me this. Damn. No. Well, I mean, it kind of does. If you think about it, what is alimony? The men paying alimony. That's like an agreement. No more distribution. The fuck you doing? You did this to me. I'm right back on my bullshit. Right back. how much harder does it get over the heartache in later years? You know, I think I'm 36 years old. And I think the heartache is just a, I don't know, for me, it's more like, look, it's a reality check, but it's also a reality check that, an era and time that I used to believe in no longer exists. Does that make sense? So, I don't know, I think that's just why. On Father's Day, you a different motherfucker when you're not with me. Been sleeping with the enemy, mockery. It's like I'm John F. Kennedy. Shots at me. Yes, I'm president of the pottery. None of that bullshit. Do I look back and think like I settled choosing my partner? See, I don't really believe in looking back retroactively. Like, oh, well, if I look back at this, I could have done way better. Yeah, I could have made way better choices with careers. I could have made way better choices with women. I can make, that's all retroactive. Looking back, it doesn't do anything. I think the women that I got with at the time of my life, I got with them, were there for a reason. Maybe I learned something from that relationship, or I needed to learn something from that relationship. I don't know. It's my opinion. I wish I could have avoided some of those lessons learned, but yeah. Will most relationships start online in 2021 or in person? I think everything's done online these days and shit. I don't know how the online dating world works. So, like, everybody I've ever dated, I've actually met them in person for the first time and then got their social media afterwards. So, like, I always had that initial interaction physically in person. I don't know how this online dating world works without me in person. So, I don't know. But, you know, COVID world, you know, I don't know. It's going to be weird. Right back out of these streets. You did this to yourself. Yeah, you did it to yourself. You got a soul for the sorry isn't going to help. Would you stay living if you knew you would never be in a relationship again? Would I stay living? Yeah, no, yeah, totally would. I, from one that has dealt with suicide and relationship issues, I can tell you it's hard. And I can tell you that, you know what? People that you're going to kill yourself for really don't even care. So you're just killing yourself for nothing. If you want to get rid of the pain, move on. You know, it's hard to say, it's hard to receive, but you just gotta just pick your bags up and move on. Realize, like, you weren't as valuable to them as you thought you were. You got scammed. Take it as a lesson learned and move on. Not necessarily move on to another relationship, just move on with your life. Go after something bigger, better. And then realize that, you know, the only thing tangible that you have is the things that you can grab and hold on to. And you can't keep a woman, can't hold a woman forever. Eventually, you know, you have to use the restroom or something. But still, what I mean is they can still depart from you. You know, nothing is forever. Even this life that we have is not forever. But do the most of you utilize the time that you have most wisest. And if that's being in a relationship and, you know, sacrificing everything, whatever you want, great, that's you, do you. But at the end of the day, men, think about you. Because women are not thinking about you. They're thinking about how much they could gain from you. What do you bring them to the table? What can you offer them? Because they still need you in order to survive. But that is episode 1 of 2021. Thank you guys. I am back. I will be back at it. We can start maybe once a week. We'll see. So until next time, this is Glenn Lawrence. Deuces.
Hot words to the doctor. These are wounds you could not nurse. Hope it's driving you bonkers that I'm not yours. Guess I must have got wise, you were not sly. Just cause you can make up an on the spotlight. I'm coming out, guns blazing, shots fired. Hand Santa, I'm cutting off ties. Bitch, everything you own's in a box. I guess it's back to the trailer and pot pies. Hope I pull up to the window with pot pies. One day and you'll be serving me hot fries.
You did this to me.
Taste of your own medicine, you shed its skin. Yeah, you reptilian, bitch, off of your knees.
Yeah,
begging for forgiveness. Yeah, look at you, marry him again, bitch. You and M's, bitch, it is regular hymns, bitch. We will never be together again, ever. And when you're in bed, but I mean, wish you was with me. Just remember that you did this to me.
Yeah, now
right back on my bullshit, right back out of these streets.
What you did?
Just remember that you did this to me.